right. Hey, Denny, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you for taking the time to join us. We're now joined by Denny Hamlin, one of our Championship Four drivers. We'll get right into questions here for Denny. So if you have one, please click the Participants tab and raise your hand. And we will kick things off with Rob with NASCAR. Go ahead.
Denny, congratulations.
Oh, Rob, I think we are losing you on your internet. If you want to send me the message, I can read it off for you.
Oh, sure. Give me 1 second.
So we will go to Zach Sterniolo. Go ahead.
Denny, you and Eric Jones were having a pretty heated battle there toward the end of the race today. Were you surprised or frustrated with how he was racing you there, or did you expect to be raced hard just being that, you know, he's fighting for his position as well?
Yeah, I mean, we obviously had a big goal in mind, and we were 12th or 11th, and he wouldn't really wanted the spot. But, you know, we ran, you know, we were able to pick up my lap times there enough there at the end to kind of hold him off, and I got the high line going a little bit. But, you know, I put myself kind of there because I was kind of getting roughed up a little bit with some other guys, and I didn't want to cut a tire. So I just kind of backed off and didn't really run as hard as I need to early in that run. And obviously the four was going forward a little bit. And, but, you know, I don't fault him or anything. I mean, he finished behind us and we had enough to go on.
With Kevin Harvick, with Kevin Harvick not advancing, how does that affect, kind of your thoughts heading into Phoenix on who you've got to beat? Obviously there's the 9 and the 2 in there now without the 4 there. But does that change your mindset at all?
No, I mean, you still have to win the race, so you're going to have to beat everybody. So I don't think that, you know, one guy in or one guy out really changes anything. You still have to beat 37 others.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next one from Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Denny, did you know that you were going to be that close to Harvick, or were you surprised a little bit there at the end that the points were going to be so close?
No, I knew it was close. I thought it would be fast enough to just kind of, you know, when he kind of got to me, I'm like, I don't want to give him any chance to do anything here, so I just kind of let him go, and I figured I just could tag onto his rear bumper, and whoever he passed, I would pass, but, you know, it just didn't. We faded. We had couple different codes with our Goodyear tires that didn't match up there at the end, and just wasn't a good combination for our car. We just struggled. So, you know, 11th was pretty much all we could muster there at the end, and luckily, you know, those guys didn't have a stellar race.
I assume NASCAR got what they wanted and everything coming down to the last lap today. So is this system a good system, or when the two guys who have won nearly half the races are fighting to get into the last race, is that an issue?
Yeah, I mean, they wanted a game 7 moment. You know, the only, you know, issues I have is that you can't ignore the first 8 innings. And myself and Harvick, obviously, have dominated for most of the season. But it's a 3-race schedule. I mean, I heard him say in his interview, these championships are a little different than what they used to be. And obviously, they come down to one race, and it's not a full body of work for your whole season anymore. So as far as excitement, sure, we got some excitement this week, and we got the guy with 9 wins, not in the final 4 somehow.
Thank you.
All right, Denny, I'm going to read you a question here from Rob. While it was a tough night, you did make the Championship 4. How important is it to have short-term memory of tonight to be ready for Phoenix?
Well, we won the first stage. We finished 3rd in the second stage, and then we had to go to the back. And 11th is all we could come back to. So it's just, I mean, I don't think we had an awful night. We just we ran good for the first half of the race, and then once I got back to traffic and changed the tire codes, it was just awful. So. But I'm, you know, we can win in any week. We know that there's not, you know, wouldn't bet against us. Do it at your own risk.
All right. And we know how strong you are at Phoenix. How confident are you for your chances after such a good season?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just, you know, we've achieved our goal for the year. Our goal is to get to the Final Four. After that, it's all about circumstances. You have to have a fast car and you have to have things fall your way if you want to be a champion. So, you know, it's like I say, I agree with Kevin. It's a little different than it used to be. And so now it just comes down to one race. We've achieved our goal, you know, 2 years in a row now making the Final Four. Hopefully we can finish this thing off. We obviously had a great Phoenix last year. Things were a lot different. You had a different aerodynamic package. But certainly I feel like when I go there that I'm going to roll off and hopefully have a race winner.
All right. And I'm going to read one more to you for Jerry Jordan. He's saying you're advancing to the Championship Four and it as Toyota's only hope of winning a championship this season in all three of the NASCAR National Series. It's hard to believe that you need extra motivation for the title, but does that weigh on you at all?
No, not really. I mean, to be honest with you, I'm more concerned with my own personal goals and winning a championship. Toyota's won few years with Truex and Kyle. So, I mean, listen, selfishly, I want to win for myself. And then right behind that, I want to win for JD Gibbs and that whole family. So after that, you know, you got a lot of partners. FedEx has been supporting this thing for a very long time. 15 years I've been with them. It mean a lot to give those employees a championship that they deserve. They believe in NASCAR and they believed in me, and to give another opportunity for them to win a championship would be great. But then right after that would be the Toyota folks. They obviously are big supporters of Joe Gibbs Racing and myself with the new team we're starting. So I can't tell you how big it would be, but I know it would be big to a lot of people, but selfishly, I want it for myself.
All righty, we'll take another question from Adam Cheek. Go ahead.
Hey, Denny. You said as night fell, your car's handling really started to go away. What was the biggest swing that you saw as night fell? You led 40 laps and you kind of faded as the race went on.
Yeah, definitely wasn't as good, especially as the sun started setting. For me, I just started getting really just struggled with the balance. And, you know, I don't think that it was necessarily a this race thing. I think, you know, the last 4 years or so at Martinsville, it's been the same kind of thing where we get to the end of it and it's just we're not as good when the track cools off or rubbers up or whatever it might be. But I told Chris after the race, I'm like, you know, I got to spend a week this offseason working on Martinsville, trying to figure out why when it gets nighttime or just not as good, you know, let me know. Let me know when you want me to go to the simulator and work on it. So, you know, obviously, I definitely want to get better.
Cool. Thank you.
All right. We'll take our next question from Jeff Magliocchetti. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hi, Denny. Congratulations on advancement. This was an unusual spot for Martinsville in the sense that this is the first time it was the final race of the round of eight. So what did you think of the type of racing we saw here today in an unusual spot in the schedule for Martinsville Speedway?
Yeah, I honestly thought it was a fairly tame Martinsville compared to the ones that we've had in years past. So I don't know. I mean, it did get strung out there. Times the restarts weren't all that crazy.
Denny, I think we may have lost you.
There wasn't a whole, I think tire loss, though, you know, certainly tire issues. So how about now?
Yeah.
How about now?
Go ahead. Sorry.
Better?
But
I didn't think that this year's Martinsville was really any different than any normal one. I thought actually the fall Martinsville races in the years past have been actually more crazy than what this one was. But overall,
looks like we have lost.
Was really the only.
All right. I think we lost Denny. So we're just going to, sorry about that, Jeff.
You can move on. You can move on if you want. I certainly don't want to hold everyone up.
Okay. We will have him later on as well for anyone that whose question we didn't get to, but we will bring in our race winning crew chief here in a second. I apologize for that. And let me get this spotlighted.